title of my talk this morning would be, Enjoy the Season, but Don't Miss the Gift. Enjoy the season, but don't miss the gift. By this time in the agenda of Christmas, I'm sure we're all very aware of the actors in the Nativity. The wise men, the shepherds, the angels, the innkeeper, Herod, Mary, Joseph, and of course, baby Jesus. As in our quiz, we heard about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who all tell the history of Jesus and relate the first Christmas in different ways. So on the screen, you'll see that Matthew emphasizes the wise men, how they came from the east and they came to worship on a journey that was a success. Mark, there is nothing at all about the Christmas story. Luke speaks about the shepherds who were advised by the angels, as we saw in the clip, the rather humorous clip that was excellent, that a saviour would be born in a stable. And so the shepherds, they didn't so much come to worship, they were witnesses. They went and told other people about this amazing thing that had happened. This morning I would like to think about what John writes. There is no narrative about the story of the birth of Jesus. No wise men, no shepherds. But he does speak about Jesus coming in human flesh. So Matthew and Luke speak about what happened and how it happened. But John speaks about why this first Christmas took place, the purpose of Jesus coming. And John speaks about three things in that first little bit that Ella read for us. He speaks about the Word, he speaks about the light, and he speaks about the life. Jesus as the Word, then. Jesus is God's way of communicating with us. In fact, John the Baptist, who watched Jesus, said, hear him, listen to him. It's in him, or he has the message that you need to know. So in the baby of Bethlehem, God informs us of his intentions for humankind. That Jesus will die for us, that he will take our place, and that he will bring the possibility of peace with God. And in verse 14 of John chapter 1, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So God didn't give us a book simply, but he gives us a person who speaks the truth that we can learn from firsthand. So Jesus is the Word. Secondly, Jesus is the light. This baby that was born on Christmas morning is God's way of illuminating us to the realities of what life is about. That there are realities more than just the material. The light of the world, you step down into darkness, you open my eyes to let me see. So the whole concept of Jesus as the light is that idea of giving us a new understanding. But as the light, he also shines into the darkness. The darkness of our brokenness, the brokenness of our world, and actually sometimes the brokenness of our lives too. There are aspects of all of our lives that perhaps are blind spots or darkness that we need that light to shine into. But the Christmas message is a positive message to bring the understanding that God has amazing love for us and has an overwhelming desire to bless us and our family. And so Jesus brings light to give clarity and vision and direction. And finally, Jesus is light to human life, to humankind. Life that's of a different kind of order, sometimes spoken of as fulfillment or satisfaction or giving us the opportunity to truly worship God. It's a life that begins now and a life that will never end. It's sometimes called eternal life. Life forever in the presence of God. So that's sometimes also called the Christian hope. A life that goes beyond the grave and gives us confidence when we're facing the future. All of this and so much more is packaged up in the baby of Bethlehem, in who Jesus is. And as we think just very briefly on the portrayal of Jesus through John's story, we're reminded that Jesus is the gift of Christmas. In John chapter 3, we read words that I'm sure you've heard very often. For God so loved the world that he gave. What was his gift? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The wise men brought gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And we give each other gifts at Christmas. But it's God who's given the greatest gift, and he's given it to us. I love Christmas. It's fantastic. And it's very special to get gifts at Christmas. Two kinds especially, those that are unexpected. So if you get a gift that you were not expecting, that can be a real bonus. Or gifts when you say, that's just what I needed. For example, stickers for your bin. Or walnut whips. Just what I needed. And I don't know if you noticed when Ella was reading, but right at the very end, these verses in John speak about the way that the gift of Jesus was received. And there were three responses to the gift. In verse 10, it says, he was in the world was made by him, but the world didn't know him. So while Jesus came and was sent by God, there were people who didn't recognize the gift that had been given. Sometimes we are given gifts and we don't recognize them. And there are many people today who don't recognize the gift of Jesus. And I suppose we have a responsibility to help them understand about that gift. And then in verse 7 it says, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. So that's different from not recognizing him. Some people recognized them and said, no, we don't want that gift. If I had had more time, I would have asked Hugh to bring his unicycle that he uses to go to work on. Because he got it really cheap. And he got it cheap because it was an unwanted gift. And sometimes, I remember seeing, for example, an advert in the paper many years ago for an engagement ring, and the title was Unwanted Gift. So sometimes there are gifts that are recognized but not received. And then in verse 12 it says, the gift is sometimes recognized and received, embraced, thankful. There were those who received him, and because they received him, it says they were given the right. I love that word. They were given permission to be called the children of God. What a fantastic gift this Christmas, to be able to know that you are a child of God. I hope that you have a very happy Christmas. And at Christmas, there's lots of Christmas messages. The Queen will give one this afternoon. And I suppose if I'm not the status of the Queen or the Pope, but my message for Christmas, I suppose, this year is up there on the screen. Enjoy the season, but please don't miss the gift. Thank you.